Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller for Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about the power project of Lake Chelan. From Lake Chelan flows the Chelan River, which falls 400 feet in 3.5 miles before it empties into the Columbia River. This drop made the river a much-discussed power site. The Great Northern Railroad Company in the year 1906 began a program that would eventually control the power of their own interests. They bought the Chelan Power Plant and with it the power rights of the Chelan River. In 1914, the Great Northern procured from the state of Washington the right to flood the state property of the Lake Chelan as high as the 1,100-foot mark, a rise of 21 feet above the ordinary lake level. Damming the lake and storing the water was the means decided by the company to obtain this control over water flow in the Chelan River. But the World War halted the development of the power project. In the spring of 1926, the Great Northern sold their interest to the Washington Water Power Company of Spokane to develop the power of the Chelan River. With the granting of the permit to flood the shoreline, a signal for the lakeshore owners to come to life was given, and the price of shoreland leaped skyward in a single night. Such exorbitant prices were asked that in some cases they had to be settled in court. Not until the Great Northern promised to preserve the beauty of Lake Chelan were the people content to let industry have its way. In 1925, the Washington Water Power Company bought the company from the Great Northern Railroad. June 1, 1926, saw the first shovel of dirt turned in what was to be a $10 million enterprise. The plans called for a dam to raise the lake 21 feet and then 2 18-foot tunnels leading from the dam to a position 200 feet above the Columbia River was given, and a powerhouse at the foot of that 200-foot drop was the end. The construction work had a direct effect on the little town of Chelan. The population of the town doubled. 1,000 workers, together with their families, are responsible for the big increase. 80,000 acres of fertile land lying within reach of water was to be made productive due to the power available from pumping water for irrigation. Opening this land to farming meant large increase in population and wealth for North Central Washington. And with the protection of the natural beauty of Lake Chelan assured, the future should hold only good fortune for those lucky enough who live here. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.